Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. If you have any gold or silver, you'll know that it's vital that it's as pure as possible. Any impurity will hugely diminish its value. Jesus was saying that the same rule applies to our spiritual lives. We need to be single-minded, keeping our eyes fixed on his kingdom and not allowing ourselves to be distracted by any lesser objective. This reminds me of Psalm 24, where we learn that the people who are welcome to worship God in the temple were those whose hands and hearts are pure. This makes uncomfortable reading. We can easily understand the desirability of having pure hearts, but we know that our lives are a long way away from that. Even our best efforts can very easily be spoilt by unhelpful motives. When we give generously to help others, we'll often feel personal pleasure and pride at what we've given. In fulfilling our roles in our churches, it's easy to focus far too much attention on the love and gratitude that we gain from our service. Even in preaching the Word of God, there's always the danger of self-satisfaction of having preached a wonderful sermon. One day after John Bunyan had finished preaching a sermon, someone came up to him and told him that he'd preached well. He apparently replied, "The devil already told me that as I was coming down the pulpit steps." Honesty compels us to admit that we're a long way away from living lives of complete purity. Much as we might long to live a life of single-minded commitment to God, we know that we're easily distracted. However, I don't believe that Jesus' words should dishearten us. As we read the Beatitudes, we're being shown the beauty and desirability of living a life in complete conformity to God's will. Inspired by this gold standard, he then urges us to walk in his footsteps, relying completely on his forgiveness and on the power of his Spirit. So let me ask you a question. What would help you to live more single-mindedly for God? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, we confess that we easily get distracted from following your will. We praise you for your forgiveness and for the renewing power of your Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles as well, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day.